I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A lot of money is being raised for next year's gubernatorial race in Colorado. As 91.5 KRCC's Ben to Berkeland reports, Democratic candidates have raised more money than Republicans.
Combined, Democrats have raised $3.6 million. Former State Senator Michael Johnston was the first to enter the race and has brought in $1.5 million, followed by 2nd District Congressman Jared Polis with about $700,000. Eric Walker is a spokesman for the Colorado Democratic Party.
That's usually an indication of enthusiasm, and that tracks with what we're seeing nationwide, where Democrats are very upset with the direction of the country under President Trump and the unified control.
On the GOP side, Arapahoe District Attorney George Brockler and Doug Robinson, an investment banker and Mitt Romney's nephew, each raised close to $300,000. More than a dozen candidates in both parties are seeking to replace Governor John Hickenlooper, who is term limited in 2018. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkeland at the state capitol.
A town hall meeting in Pueblo today looks to address issues at the state's mental health hospital. The chieftain reports the troubled Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo failed an inspection this summer, threatening federal funds, and has had trouble filling jobs. The meeting takes place at 5:30 at the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office Emergency Services Bureau. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.